You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know I heard some of you guys back east are dealing with snow. Some of us out here in the west, I mean, it is hot, and we are talking hotter than hot. I'm really, really confused by this whole weather pattern change. They think we're not going to have that active a hurricane season. And I think the reason why they don't think we're going to be coming into a real bad hurricane season is because they predicted it was going to be bad the last few years. And it wasn't that bad. And so they decided, okay, well, then you know what? Maybe we'll cut our losses. But it's a little too early to start preparing, or not preparing, discussing that. But it's never too early to prepare. So we're going to be talking about in a little bit just how to make sure you've already kind of got your water stores, your things to, bar up the houses and things like that. Me being in the desert, we never get to experience, fortunately, what many of you guys have to experience. But I can still, be here for support, right? All right. One article we couldn't get to is how to find love online and how many people will actually pose with their animal. And, there's a lot of little tricks people are doing now, but it's a whole different way now of attracting, this is a whole different playing field that people like you and I, as older people, aren't really used to, okay? In the olden days, when you needed to pick somebody up, okay, you wanted to pick somebody up, needed to, right? Okay, us women were like, I need to get married by the age of 25. When we were younger, okay, well, it was face-to-face. So, you were going to be in the flesh. So you couldn't really do much except makeup. Okay? And maybe you could be on good behavior. Maybe you could use some Benaca for your breath, etc. Well, now people are able to attract other people, get them noticing them by manipulating pictures. It's very, very interesting. They said, according to one survey, if you pose with a dog in a park, or if you claim that you do yoga, all right, that apparently impresses a lot of people online, okay? Posing with a dog, you know what I think? I think the whole idea of posing with a dog, it's, yeah, if I ever pose with an animal, I usually don't. I just take the picture of the animal if I want people to see the animal. But if you are a little uncomfortable about taking a picture of yourself because you think you look good, and then you put the picture up there, because a lot of people do that. We got a lot of histrionics and narcissists out there who take pictures of themselves all the time. They throw them up there, and you're supposed to go, oh, they look handsome, or oh, they look pretty. So if you take a picture with somebody else, then you end up feeling like, look, I'm showing both of us. It's not just I'm trying to put me up there, even though I think a lot of us has figured that out. So I get that. It actually kind of makes it easy. It allows you to put a good picture up there. And remember, certain animals can make you look kind of skinny. Okay, people think, oh my gosh, look how tiny you are, because that dog is a real, real big dog, and they don't realize that the dog is actually kind of a lap dog. So I guess that's important. But I find it really, really amazing that we have so many of us manipulating the pictures and manipulating the angles. I'm just as guilty. I don't Photoshop because I don't have Photoshop, but I make sure that pictures are taken much higher than my chin. If you take anything chin level or below the chin, you start to see extra chin. But if they're taken above, I learned that technique from my husband, and I was like, oh my gosh. So hell yeah. The only problem is when I meet somebody, I have to hope that they're taller than me. Because if they look down at me, then they could see. But if they are looking up at me, then they see the chin. And I'm like, so that's always an issue. Same thing too. I mean, I can't believe how you could take a picture of yourself and you could look skinny in one view and not skinny in another. It blows my mind. Just a little bit of an angle makes it look 50 pounds heavier. So at that point, what I'm kind of nervous about is you could have falsely represented yourself. And I'm wondering what's going on in the whole dating world. You've seen somebody online, the picture was dated 2014, so you think this is recent, and you meet them, and they look nothing like their picture. You know, it's very interesting, because I'll do that. I'll kind of look at Facebook going, she doesn't look like that. You know, so you know that they photoshopped, etc. But then again, on the flip side, sometimes all you need to do is get your foot in the door when it comes to a relationship. All you need to do is get them to notice you. You know, that was always a problem for me. I had a great personality. I used to have a great personality. Now I'm just grumpy. But I had a good personality. I had a lot to say. I was very comedic. But standing next to some of these really, really, really pretty people, I'm not even going to get in the door with that person. So sometimes it helps for them to go, no, wait a second, she's attractive. What does she have to say? Then if I could hook them with what I have to say and the deep, deep part of me, maybe they'll ignore what I really look like. So, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Just all that, but what I do, though, recommend is, you know, just ladies and gentlemen, please just be careful, okay? Because there is nothing more of a turnoff than somebody thinking they're getting something and they don't. You don't want false expectations. That first date could be extremely trying. But, you know, they also, you know, a lot of people, I guess, you know, take pictures of themselves in the bathroom. I don't really understand that. I think, like, Kim Kardashian did something like that where she took a picture of her butt kind of when she was standing. You know, that doesn't make any sense. All right, so they say, girls, if you pose with a dog, if you use natural makeup, if you have an indoor photo, if you list hobbies like running and yoga, if you look like you're more open to new ideas and places, people think you're easy to approach, they think you're not overdoing it with the makeup, and they think you're going to keep your weight down because you're exercising. So that really helps the ladies. Guys, they say posing with the dog really helps. Have a photo of you outside on a sunny day instead of indoor photo. They say if you use words like spontaneous and ambitious, it seems to attract people of the opposite sex. If you look like you run and do yoga, and again, if it looks like you're not pretty domineering and you're kind of open and, you know, you're going to allow us women to kind of run the show for the rest of your life, that's really attractive. So, you know, I hope that helps, okay? I know we should talk about what you should not do. We've talked about online, how to vet, be very, very careful. The last thing you want to do is to, you know, look like a predator. Let's just quickly review some things you should never, ever do, even if you're married with coworkers online. Let's review that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-877-637 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of you, we've already discussed what not to do when you approach a person of somebody that you want to meet, of the same sex, opposite sex, etc., a partner, a potential partner, what not to do. And I'd like to just kind of reiterate those, because it kind of concerns me that some of you are still doing it. You know, I'm on Facebook all the time, and some of you will have been friends of mine since I started radio, and you will to this day still send me pictures of you shirtless. Okay? You know, I guess what I would do, okay, if you're a man listening to this now, okay, you need to decide what is it that you want. Okay, if you're trying to just meet somebody that just wants to have sex and that's it, and I realize that's really what most men want, okay? And you're not really looking for a relationship, and so you think posting a picture of you shirtless will have somebody on the other end go, oh my gosh, wow, I want that. Well, then I guess that's what you do. But if you're actually trying to look for a date or look for somebody that would be somebody you could spend time with, no, okay? None of this shirtless stuff, okay? The other thing is they say don't like post you doing extreme sports, okay? Yes, I really dig sports a lot. I think it's cool if you ski. I think it's really, really cool if you jog, etc., all right? But when you post pictures of yourself doing bungee jumping or something like that, it to women, it's kind of a turnoff. Now, why would we women be turned off by a bungee jumper or somebody doing extreme sports? Even though we think it's cool, are you going to be somebody who's going to help us keep a nest long term? If we think you have high risk behavior, you're not going to be a more attractive mate, okay? A lot of us ladies, now I'm not talking about people that just want to hook up. We're talking about if you're going online to try to find your future wife, even though a lot of people really aren't looking for husbands or wives anymore. People don't seem to get married anymore, but just in case you're a little bit more old school, remember that. If you do like a heli skier or whatever, I would say really, really be careful. Now, let's say you scuba dive and you found something cool, like a pretty fish, etc. Okay, that's okay. You know, pretty pictures, pictures that look really, really cool, that attract the eye, are very, very good and very stimulating and very, it hits the pleasure centers a little bit better. So let's say, you know, like for example, you know, my husband's a scuba diver, so if there's some picture of everything blue and then he has some orange or pink sort of coral or something in his hand, what are those called? Those things that look like porcupines underwater? Anyway, and he's holding something like that. Okay, that's kind of a very pretty picture because I like the blues and I like, you know, fluorescent colors in blue. That's pretty cool. That would be a smart picture to do. Shirtless while scuba diving? No, don't be doing that, okay? Never, never, never post a younger, slimmer, fitter version of you. If you have some gray, let that be there. Let them know what you're getting. You do not want to shock. You don't want that shock factor. Remember, everything has to be mild, okay? You know, it's very easy for you to, let's say you have a job, okay? And then you get fired the night before the date. Okay, well, that's very easy to slowly bring that into the conversation. And I would say definitely bring it up because you want to make sure you're not attracting somebody that's only looking for you. You're looking at somebody who's working. I mean, somebody unemployed. Many of us are going to be unemployed at some point in our lives. So, you know, don't hide anything like that. You shouldn't hide anything because you want to know that they're going to be in it for the long haul, etc. But going from, well, I'm a doctor, to when you're at work going, well, no, I've actually never been a doctor. That's just too abrupt. So things have to be a little bit more smooth, okay? If you are going to post a picture, you know, it could be a handsome, happy, recent photo, but make sure it's fairly recent. Because here's another thing with women, okay? We don't want to be lied or duped. If we think you're showing us a picture of yourself, and then we see that's not the real you, all right, it's not that we'll dislike what you look like. It's the fact that you had to lie and you were devious. That's a big turnoff for a lot of us women. Again, why? Because we're nesters. We want to make sure we can trust the man in the nest. You see what I mean? Okay. Now, you got to be careful with the creepiness. A lot of you guys, and I'm really sick of how, you know, my Facebook buddies have become creepier and creepier. A lot of you guys get creepy. And that kind of confuses me because even if you're horn dogs, you still know that creepy doesn't work. So the fact that some of you do creepy means there's something really wrong with you. There's a way to be sexual. There's a way to be amorous and not creepy. You see what I mean? But some of you guys really creep me out. And come on. And the thing is I know when some of you guys make mistakes. In fact, I actually trained one of you guys. One of you guys kept sending messages. I'm like, really? really. Do you want me to show, you know, my husband this? Should I have my husband give you some pointers? You know, I'm just trying to make up with the ladies. I'm just trying to, yeah, but you know, you're doing it wrong, dude. So I actually kind of trained him because I was like, okay, this is like really, really wrong. You're never going to find a date. Okay, but if I think you actually have a huge creepy factor to you, oh my gosh, no. Because that is weird. I mean, you know, some people have asked me in as a patient about their sexual practices. And, you know, look, you know, am I, you know, a deviant? Am I, is there something wrong with me? This is what I like. We've talked about the norms. There's some things that attract people sexually that you would think should probably put them in jail, but no, it's nothing illegal, and they seem to find something like that sexually enticing. But then there's other things that people think are the norm, and they really should be in jail. I mean, that's some scary stuff. So maybe one day when I'm pretty confident that there's no kids in the minivan listening to the show, we'll kind of talk about that. But you need to be extremely extremely careful. You know, we had a family member who was very, very shy with the women. And he didn't know what to do. And he was slowly starting to kind of experiment with, well, what am I supposed to do? And he had noticed in movies that sometimes men doing these very darting stares, right, would get the girl to notice and start a conversation. Well, he decides to stand there and do one of these darting stares, and the woman called security because it kind of creeped the her out. And my family member was like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. I just thought that's what women like. You know, we really need to teach each other what to do. And do not look at the movies, okay? You know, now, but by the way, I mean, anything Viggo Mortensen does is pretty sexy, so that's totally fine. Or even Michael Fassbender, just those are pretty, but, you know, somebody kind of, you know, giving you weird stares or being creepy, don't be doing that. Be careful with persistent messages, okay? Again, you don't want to creep them out. You don't want to be very, very aggressive. I understand that you don't want to think like you missed an opportunity. I mean, I'm not saying play hard to get, but if you have somebody respond back going, oh, that was pretty funny, you know, don't jump on that. Go, okay, will you sleep with me? You see what I mean? Okay, just kind of, you know, yeah, be very, very subtle. Let's say you want to tell somebody they're attractive. Okay, you need to be subtle. If you say, oh my gosh, you're hot, you know, I'd love to see you topless. No, that's not going to work. Okay, but if you say, you know, look, I don't want to sound forward or whatever, but I have to tell you, you are very attractive. So if you ever feel like you're not, let me just tell you as a friend, as being objective here, you really are. You're attractive. Okay, and then move on to another subject. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, lay seeds. We've talked about the seeds, right? Did we talk about the seeds? Like my husband will actually use chocolate-looking seeds for me, right? You got to lay down the seeds. Now, another thing that a lot of people make a mistake of is they're boring. Sometimes they lay the seed, then they switch to another topic, and it becomes very, very boring. I would rather you ask her what she wants to talk about and or have your partner take over the conversation rather than you just switch it to something boring. So, you know, did you do your taxes? Are you up to date on your taxes? Blah, blah, blah. No. Don't start bringing in taxes or accounting or math. Please don't bring up Star Trek. You guys continually bring up Star Trek or you quote Spock. Listen, a lot of us women didn't watch Star Trek. Yeah, we thought Captain Kirk was kind of hot. Oh, and Gilligan's Island, for the love of the Lord, please don't bring up Gilligan's Island. Now, if you want to bring up MacGyver, okay, you have us, but please, no Gilligan's Island and no Star Trek. You will have lost us. But anyway, like I said, you throw a nice compliment her way and then ask her something unrelated, but let her do the talking, okay? That's what you do. Okay, let her do the talking. Okay, because the more she gets to talk, the more that she thinks you guys engaged, and the less opportunity you had to do something stupid. You see what I mean? Okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're also raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please, please, please go to my website and donate. We're doing the $5 for a Life campaign, trying to get everybody to donate $5. If you could donate $5, $10. Think about all the listeners listening to the show on GCN Live, iHeartRadio, Boost Radio Network, Talk Superstation, all the stations that play the show. Imagine if any of you guys listening, KDWN, variety of affiliates that I have out there, imagine what you guys could do. $5 each, and get your neighbors, get your coworkers, etc., to donate. Anybody that groups together about $250, or any organization that does, we're going to put you on my website to give credit where credit is due. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, click on the Help Fight Blood Cancer link, and that will take you to the website page so you guys could donate. Please, it is so crucial that you guys help, okay? I'm not, you know, working with you guys. I'm not at, you know, your houses. I'm not in your churches. The only way I can communicate with you guys is through the radio. So, you know, I know a lot of you are like, you know, she's on the radio, so she won't know that I'm not donating. No. I do know. You see, I could see everything, okay? Thanks to the NSA, I can basically tell who's listening. See, you're about to turn it off. See? I'm watching you. You were just about to turn off the radio. I know. I could see. So I know, okay? I know who's naughty. In fact, I could probably take over the Santa Claus job very easily, right? Because I know who's naughty and who's nice, etc. Okay, Miley Cyrus. Apparently, Miley Cyrus is, I think, in the hospital for a second day in a row after suffering a severe allergic reaction to antibiotics. Apparently, she had to cancel her, is it Banger Z? I don't know. She's 21 years old, and I guess she had to cancel in St. Louis because I guess she had her... I guess she had her tour. You know, it's very interesting. You hear this a lot. A lot of people have to cancel tours because of antibiotic reactions. You know, you always kind of wonder, why are people on antibiotics when they're on tour? Anyway, she tweeted what happened to be a reaction, and that she said the hospitalization was related to something other than her recent flu. I'm not really too sure what this allergic reaction could be. Apparently, there was a statement made saying Cyrus has been hospitalized for a severe allergic reaction to antibiotics and has been placed on medical rest by her doctors. Now, what type of antibiotic reactions are there? Okay, well, let's just quickly review some of the antibiotics. I'm not saying she's lying. Maybe she really does have an antibiotic reaction, but you get that a lot. You know, somebody collapses and they say, oh, they were exhausted. They were exhausted, so they collapsed. I mean, we're exhausted. You know how many of you guys are? I mean, I am absolutely exhausted. But I wouldn't collapse. So you kind of wonder whenever you hear that. Or they say they were dehydrated. Okay, well, you know, in this day and age, there's a faucet. And you could always go to the faucet and get some water. So what's going on? True people suffer from dehydration. True people suffer from exhaustion. But whenever you hear of, you know, somebody in Hollywood, you know, and we're given that, it's kind of, look, back off. It's their private time, and we should back off. It should be their private time. You know, but, I'm hoping that somebody who's close to them reads through the BS and assists them and gets them help if they're doing something that is causing them to not be able to perform, right? Okay, you see what I'm saying here? Okay, so if family members are thinking, oh, it's just an antibiotic reaction, I mean, I hope that's all it was. I'm hoping it wasn't anything worse. Anyway, okay, so, you know, the first group of antibiotics that came out were the penicillins. And boy, do I love antibiotics. I don't like people overusing them, but I do love that they're there. Penicillins are bactericidal. Remember we talked about bactericidal versus bacteriostatic? Bactericidal kills the bacteria versus bacteriostatic stops them from multiplying. And then if you stop them from multiplying, your own body could then have an easier time to fight it. So the penicillins are actually cidal, so they kill. And the original penicillin G structure is really good against streptococci and staphylococci, etc. Yeah, you got some resistant penicillins out there. And then you have the aminopenicillins. Remember when ampicillin and amoxicillin came out in, I think, the late 60s, early 70s? Yeah, that's supposed to be very, very close to natural penicillin, but they're supposed to have an extended action. But the side effects could be diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. Some people get stomach upset with the penicillins. And then rashes. You could get rashes with some of the penicillin medications. But a big concern is the lack of breathing and the anaphylactic shock. In the olden days, we used to give shots of penicillin a lot of times. And, you know, we have a lot of people who will say, look, I'm allergic to penicillin. And I'm like, well, what happened? Oh, you know, I got the shot and then I went into this big reaction. And you almost wonder if they were just given smaller doses, maybe a little bit, maybe they wouldn't have had as bad a reaction. I mean, if you're truly allergic, you will react and you could stop breathing, et cetera. But, I stopped carrying shots of antibiotics because sometimes I think a big rip-roaring dose could sometimes trigger some sort of an immune exaggerated effect. The other thing I always get concerned about with the penicillins is sometimes you could get like a Stevens-Johnson syndrome where you take the penicillins and all of a sudden the you start to react to it and the skin starts to peel. So, you know, you don't take penicillins too lightly. The cephalosporins came out a little bit after the penicillins. The chemical structure of the penicillins and cephalosporins are similar, so that if you are allergic to penicillin, there's anywhere between a 10 or 20% chance that you could actually react to a cephalosporin like Keflex, Ancef, Cefazolin. Omnicef doesn't have the beta-lactam ring, so that's a little different. Omnicef should be usually safe, but definitely check with your doctor. And so this cephalosporin has this beta-lactam ring that inhibits bacterial cell wall, and so it basically messes up the wall of the bacteria and kills them. So it's also a bactericidal, all right? We talked about the generations before. You had the first generation that's really good with the gram-positive, the things kind of above the neck. The second generation started to hit some of the gram-negative, some of the things more below the waist. And third generation can kind of do everything. They're pretty good. We even have fourth generation ones. And these are supposed to be kind of extended spectrum, kind of help with resistance, etc. But your cephalosporins, you could also have issues. Now, you know, I'm being very liberal, saying there could be a 20% chance. When I was in training, there was a 20 to 30% chance of cross-reactivity between these cephalosporins and these penicillins. Now they're finding it could be as low as 5 to 10%. But at that point, I would just say it's rare, but there's still that possibility. Okay? It's very similar allergic issues like the penicillins, rashes, anaphylaxis, etc. They could also bother the kidneys. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are reviewing antibiotics and some of their side effects in light of Miley Cyrus being in the hospital for a reaction to an antibiotic. Now, reactions to an antibiotic, again, let's say you get an all-over body rash. That could be severe enough to keep you, you know, from performing because you can't let anybody, you know, see your skin, etc. The fluoroquinolones, these are a newer class of antibiotics, pretty exciting. All right, and they kind of belong to the family called the quinolones. And these seem to treat like a lot of bladder infections, bowel infections, prostate infections, etc. We even use them now for sinus, skin infections, respiratory type stuff, bronchitis. So many of you took Cipro or Levaquin or Avalox, etc. Those are those. The side effects of those, though, could be very, very rarely causing abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, headache, dizziness, phototoxicity, dizziness, confusion, etc. A big concern we have with the fluoroquinolones is you really can't take them when you're pregnant like you can with the penicillins and the cephalosporins. The fluoroquinolones are pregnancy category C. We also like to avoid them with kids so they don't mess up the growth of their long bones. And sometimes you have to be careful of your tendons rupturing. Some people have played tennis while on those medications and have had their tendons rupture with that. All right. You also got the tetracyclines. We've talked about tetracyclines before. These tetracyclines, which we used to use for acne a lot, you can unfortunately get exposure to the sun and have photosensitivity. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I want to finish this. This is such an important topic. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're taking these medicine, we're trusting these medicines, we're trusting the doctor, and then all of a sudden you're put in the hospital for a reaction to an antibiotic. Like Miley Cyrus apparently is in the hospital for a second day in a row for a severe reaction to an antibiotic. From what we understand, she's okay, just she's not able to do her tour. So we decided in the last segment to review antibiotics and what are some of the side effects. So we talked about the penicillins and the cephalosporins. We talked about the fluoroquinolones, the tetracyclines. The tetracycline is a very common antibiotic. Well, it was actually more common in our day and age, because we used to use it to fight acne. The problem with tetracycline is, well, number one is that bacteria is static. They're not bactericidal, so they don't kill the bacteria. They just stop bacteria from overgrowing. But that's not so much of an issue. The one issue is tetracycline had been given so much to our cattle and to our animals to fight infection that we ended up being more resistant to it, or it just bugs seem to be more resistant because it's been overused. The other thing is you need to be very careful because tetracycline can kind of react to sunlight. And so for those of us on tetracycline, we were supposed to kind of stay away from the sun. So common side effects could be photosensitivity. Now, one of these days I'm going to review with you photosensitive medications in general, whether it's your over-the-counter medications, your pain medications, etc., because as the weather's starting to warm up and as we're going to be going outside, we need to be careful of the we're going to have to be very, very careful of what we're doing out in the sun and what medications we're on. Like, for example, sulfa medication, you got to be really, really careful. If you are more photosensitive, you could be reacting to the sunlight, having a phototoxic issue, or you could be just more likely to sunburn and be more photosensitive. There's a difference, and so we're going to be going over that too. Then you got the macrolide antibiotics. The macrolide antibiotics are bacteriostatic, where again they don't kill them, but they prevent them from multiplying, and they basically bind with some of the genetic material to inhibit the synthesis of the protein, etc. And erythromycin was one of the original macrolides of this. The erythromycin, it was very similar in use to penicillin, but erythromycin would cause a lot of abdominal upset. A lot of us taking erythromycin, yeah, we used it for acne also, and we used it, you know, erythromycin is very, very good for even pneumonia. We were using it for pneumonia. I remember being put on erythromycin when I had pneumonia in medical school. I still had to see patients. I just wore a mask, but I remember I felt really, really nauseous, but that's because Z-Pak had not come out. Z-Pak had come out a year later from Pfizer. And Zithromax and then Bioxin, clarithromycin, are newer members of the macrolide group. They actually do very, very well when it comes to lung penetration getting into the lungs. So we use the macrolides a lot for these respiratory infections. Of course, the side effects are abdominal issues like the nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. There's some rare allergic reactions with Zithromax. But remember, if you have prolonged QT syndrome or some weird abnormal cardiac rhythms, you need to be very careful with the Z-Pak, okay? You could still also get angioedema, anaphylaxis, allergic-type reactions. You need to be very, very careful. And, of course, if you have liver dysfunction, you need to be careful. Now, we use Zithromax and erythromycin a lot in pregnant women because they're Category B. We talked about the categories yesterday, where B is overall no seemingly adverse reaction in animals or humans, whereas with the category C, yeah, there could be an adverse reaction to a animal, but we aren't really too worried in humans. So the Zithromaxes are Category Bs, but the clarithromycin, the Bioxins, are Category C. So we usually choose Z-Pak over Bioxin for a pregnant woman. Then you have the aminoglycosides. Now, the aminoglycosides, I guess, came, I think it was around 1943. And for those of you that want a real good review of antibiotics, I recommend go to emedexpert.com. They have a great review where Selman Waksman and his co-workers discovered that a fungus, Streptomyces griseus, produced an antibiotic substance which they called streptomycin. Okay, and then he won the Nobel Prize for the streptomycin. These aminoglycosides are bactericidal, so they do kill the bacteria, similarly to penicillin. And they stop bacteria by making proteins, therefore the bacteria can't grow as well. So they're very good. So I think they're also bacteriostatic and cidal, but more so cidal. And they work with the gram-negatives, a lot of the bugs kind of below the waist type of thing. And they're broken down pretty easily in the stomach. So your gentamicin, your neomycin, your streptomycin, those are your aminoglycosides. However, we get a little nervous with the aminoglycosides because of the ototoxicity and causing ear-type problems. It could damage the ear, damage the hearing. So, and the streptomycin and gentamicin could also be vestibular toxic, cochlear toxic. So we really, really worry about the ears. They could also be nephrotoxic, and they could also hurt the kidneys. So we need to be careful with that. So what should we get from this big dissertation on the different types of antibiotics? What you should get from it is anything could have a side effect. Anything could. Okay, so, you know, you don't just pop a Z-Pak and think you're fine. You could technically have a reaction or an allergy or an adverse event to any of them. I mean, when we talked about last year how these Z-Paks could be fatal if you have a certain cardiac arrhythmia, that's some pretty scary stuff. Okay, and people pop Z-Paks like they do aspirin. In fact, more so than aspirin because people are freaked out about aspirin. So you need to kind of use caution, and you need to understand that pharmaceuticals could be extremely, extremely powerful. That's why we don't recommend alcohol. Many people are like, well, give me a Z-Pak because I'm allowed to drink on it. And I'm like, where did you get that? Who said you're allowed to drink while on a Z-Pak? Well, my doctor never said not to drink while on a Z-Pak. No, with any of these medications, they could be to some degree liver toxic, or what could happen is the antibiotic doesn't hurt the liver, but it interferes with your metabolism of the alcohol, or the alcohol interferes with the metabolism of the antibiotic, such that now you have a higher level. And having a higher level in your body could then induce some sort of reaction. That's why we got to be careful. And it's just something that I have to keep reminding people. Do I love antibiotics? Yeah, I love pharmaceuticals. I'm a huge fan of pharmaceuticals. Yeehaw! But I also really respect them, and I fear them. I fear the pharmaceutical. When you fear them, then you use them less liberally, and you use them more wisely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know I fear a lot of things. I know I sometimes act all tough, right? But, I mean, my mom, oh, my gosh, yeah, my mom texted me. I was like, no. I already get scared when I see my mother's text. I'm 42 years old, and I'm still scared of my mom, you know? I know it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking cholesterol medications may actually stop your prostate cancer from spreading. Yay, pharmaceuticals, because you guys know, what's my favorite pharmaceutical? The statin. That's right, your Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, etc. They say these statin medications could actually stop prostate cancer spreading to the bones. They say that these drugs interfere with the ability of tumor cells to change shape and then squeeze into bones. That's really interesting. So I guess they're less pliable then. These findings could lead to new treatments where we just put you on a cholesterol medicine to help prevent the cancer from spreading. Now, we know that there has been some flirtations with cancer research and statin medications when we heard that some of these statin medications prevent colon cancer. So a lot of us started using them as a suppository. Now, I wouldn't recommend that, but still, I guess they said, according to Neil Berry, Senior Science Information Manager at Cancer Research UK, said prostate cancer spreading to the bones is a major challenge for doctors, and unfortunately it's difficult to treat. It is. Altering cholesterol metabolism or blocking the ways in which cancer cells or prostate cancer cells are able to change their shape, thereby their ability to spread, could then lead to major advances. Now, I guess arachidonic acid is a type of omega-3 fatty acids in meat and fish. It's concentrated in the bone marrow, and it's known to promote the spread of prostate cancer, the omega-6 fatty acids. They found that cancer cells exposed to this AA, arachidonic acid, became rounder in shape, sprouted projections, and it helped them squeeze through gaps in surrounding tissue. But according to the British Journal of Cancer, this cited in there that the statin drugs help to prevent that. So this is like super, super cool. Now, no way are we at the point now where we want you to start taking cholesterol medication, right, to prevent cancer. But 15% of you with prostate cancer will suffer metastasis, unfortunately, with it spreading to other parts of the body. Most commonly, prostate cancer likes to go to the bones. So this is some pretty serious stuff. And once it gets to the bones, it's a lot harder to treat. So it's definitely something worth investigating. Talk to your doctor about that. But, you know, if you were, let's say where this would apply is, let's say you were treated for prostate cancer. The doctor thinks it's successful. They're watching you for a period of time. And then you end up, you know, being told that you have high cholesterol medication. And you're like, well, I don't think I like the pharmaceuticals. You may want to consider the statin. That's all. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome?
the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.